Today we have one of my favorite discoveries of the 21st century, and that is the tremendous importance of your body's production of hydrochloric acid and the tragedy that we face in eating cooked foods that we must now cook more than ever before because we can't seem to keep a lid on the bacterial contamination of our food. In fact, last it was reported, it was about 30% of the meat and fish was bacterially contaminated. And you know, just 25 years ago, it was around 7%. So, wow, what a huge difference. And so now if you eat out, you got to have that food pretty well cooked, or you may get something you didn't bargain for at all in the way of food poisoning. So what can we do when the food is cooked even more? We are now faced with an increased demand for enzymes from our body to supplement the enzymes we just destroyed in this food, and in particular HCl. And so the HCl is a key factor. It's actually trimethylglycine. Betaine hydrochloride is actually trimethylglycine. And you can see it's the ultimate methyl donor. And so we've learned so much about these methyl groups and what they do in the body. We actually know from a study that was published in Medical Hypothesis 1998 that when you're born, you have about 30 million methyl groups per cell. Okay? And every day that you eat cooked food, you squander about 1,800 methyl groups. And every day that you were to eat raw food that's not bacterially contaminated, you would only spend 1,200 methyl groups. So what they're saying is that the simple act of eating cooked food without digestive support may cost you a third of your lifespan. Whoa. Wow. That's just staggering. Okay? So when people come to me and they're on a fixed income and they say, I can only afford one thing, what to take, I never have to hesitate. I know exactly what that answer is. And I know if I were faced with that choice, it would always be betaine hydrochloride, but it would have to be from sugar beets, not from some chemical, because we know from the studies of Dr. Popp and others, Chalmers and Roger Penrose and many others, that if we took this from a non-living source, long-term, it's going to damage our DNA. So take a look. If you're getting a lot cheaper HCl than us, and boy, we keep the price way down, but if you can buy something cheaper, take a look on the side. It's not going to say source sugar beets. It's going to be some chemical. Okay? And even the capsule is a vegetable capsule. And even inside that vegetable capsule, no mag stearate, no talcum powder, no junk. So there's nothing to hurt you long term. And there's the stuff to help you short term, but nothing to hurt you long term. So if we can support our own hydrochloric acid production, we can not only go from adversity, in other words, losing a third more per day than we need to in methyl groups, we may be able to actually recover some of those methyl groups. And boy, are these methyl groups important. We now know that you can switch on or switch off healthy and bad genes simply by demethylation, chemical exposure, or remethylation, exposure to really good methyl group sources such as betaine hydrochloride from sugar beets. So how do we get those methyl groups of the HCl, how do we get them back in the cell? Well, there was a great study done way back in 1930 by a medical doctor, G.U.Y., and he showed you could do this by taking at the same time some potassium. And sadly for him, sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. And he didn't realize that sometimes he had live source and sometimes he didn't. So we make HCl from sugar beets, and we make an activator, which is potassium, from a concentrate from tomato. And so what we're trying to deliver here is a simple way to help the cell get some methyl groups back, and in that effort, express healthy genes, get rid of any of the dangerous ones, and allow you to have a longer life, stronger health for the cell. Now, some of you, when you try to take HCL, your stomach may not feel so good. You may have an interference field, a scar, a trauma somewhere from the forehead to the pubic bone that's sedating the normal energy flow to the stomach. So until and unless you get that squared away, you ought to make a tea of stomach complex, empty two or three capsules in a cup, fill the cup with water at a high boil, stir it up, cover it, and let it steep 10 minutes. Drink that before you eat. Now the energy flow in the stomach meridians should be good, and you should be able to take HCL at the end of that meal and feel just great. Let's go right to the phones. Let's pick up Alice in Oregon, and she wants to know how to have good, healthy vision. Are you there, Alice?
I'm here.
And how old a woman are you?
I'm 74, Dr. Marshall.
Okay, and how much do you weigh?
About 150.
Okay. You know, one of the things we got to worry about as we get older is depositing calcium in the eyes. So in order to make sure this doesn't happen, we have to be able to digest our food. And the single biggest problem we have as we reach 65 is we can't digest our food. And the main thing that happens is we die, I think, of starvation. We eat the cooked food, it rots in our body, and it just goes all over the body.
Yeah, I called you quite a while ago, and I have been on your digest and your HCL for about a year, and it's completely changed my my body. I wouldn't be without it. I absolutely would not be without it.
Well, you understand that I consider it, you know, I used to do Saturday afternoons in the California clinic.
Yeah.
I used to do a free 1 or 2 minute quick check of people. And
yeah,
they would ask me over and over again, I'm on fixed income, I can't afford to have any testing, and I can hardly afford any supplements, what should I take?
Mm-hmm.
And every single time, I would always say, if only one thing, the HCL, if you can take a little more of the HCL detox kit, if
yeah,
you can take more of the digest, and
yeah,
if you can take more the super nutrient trio, and if
right,
you can take more, you're going to get some antioxidants like DHLA. And you're absolutely right. It's changed your life, and I think you may not realize this, Alice, but I think you've bought yourself many more good years rather than rotten years by not being able to digest the food. All right, so I would guess at your body weight, you'd need 2 digest at the start of the meal, and at the end of the meal, about 4 HCL and 2 activator.
That's what I'm taking.
Yep. So let's now go to healthy eyes, and let's talk about...
Should I take, I take eye complex and I take, what should I take, how many of the kidney complex should I take?
About 2 a meal.
2
and
a meal?
And the eye complex, what you would do is you use it till you don't see any more improvement, and I would use maybe 2 or 3 a meal till I don't see any more improvement, and then I would drop back to maybe 3 or 4 a week.
Okay.
The thing that will help the eye the most, in your case, is not going to be eye complex. Typically, in your case, high dose HCL. So once you've got everything set to go, you could go on maybe 10 HCL a meal and leave the activator at 2. And what that
wow,
does is it scavenges
yeah,
deposits of calcium.
Wow.
And that's what you need to do, scavenge the calcium out. And you'll notice you can't creak and pop and crack, and you're going to notice you're more flexible. And another thing, in that cold Oregon climate,
yeah,
you never get chapped lips again. How's that for a deal?
Oh, that's great. Well, see, because I see just because of the HCL that I am on, I don't creak and pop as much.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't even make a fist,
oh,
and now my fingers almost touch the bottom of my hand. I mean, that's how much it's improved.
Wow. So that tells me you had calcium all over the place. So your body really was trying to protect you, but it couldn't.
Right. I didn't know I could take that many HCL a meal.
Well, let me tell you, I've never found anything that cleans your clock like HCL.
And there's no side effects from it?
Well, now, if you had a scar or trauma from the forehead to the pubic bone, or if you didn't drink enough water,
yeah,
then it could bother you. You have to get a good bit of water when you do this, and if there is a scar from the forehead to the pubic bone and you haven't cleared it, and it's reflexing to stomach, you're going to take it and not feel good. You'll stop that right away until you find the scar and then fix it, okay?
Okay, well, I'll just get tested again to make sure that all the mud packing I did, that it's done the job. And if it hasn't, then I'll go with that, and then
and
I'll start on the extra HCL.
And you're going to be blown away. What I'd like you to do, too, is one more thing. You take a picture of yourself with your phone or something,
yeah,
and after you clear this,
yeah,
you take another picture, and you're going to look 10 years younger.
Well, that's great. But I just have felt so much better, and I just, you know, I just want to, like you say, keep doing stuff so we can just keep doing what we're supposed to here on Earth. So thank you so much, Dr. Marshall.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, this is Dr. Bob Marshall, Healthline Live. We're taking your nutrition and health-related calls. You can reach me toll-free, 800-370-3447. I know we only got one call in here, folks, but I do get long-winded when I think about how important a single step of supporting your digestive enzyme systems whenever you're unfortunate enough to have to eat the pathetic American food when it's so heavily cooked, and even more, you might be having to go and eat out and have the worst quality food served to you. Tastes good, but it's just empty calories so many of the times. But if we at least could be assured we can digest that food well, that's going to be a big quantum leap in our overall health.